Good evening and welcome to Martin Stadium. It is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on the Viking Radio Network. And hello, Viking Nation. Wes James along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne, and Marty Rogers, who is downstairs running errands as we speak. Lounge, welcome. Lounge, glad to be back home within the friendly confines of the Concrete Palace, the Palace of Fade here at Martin Stadium. Leon High School out of Tallahassee. A 4A school in town to see what kind of a battle they can give our Vikings tonight, Bill.
And it really ought to be a pretty good ball game. This is a team with a long, long history. I liken them in the state of Florida to what Valdosta is in the state of Georgia. This is a team that was coached by the same man from 1963 until 1990 and won just dozens of state championships and region championships and city championships in the city of Tallahassee. And they've kind of fallen into a little bit of disrepair over the last couple of years. And now they're being headed up by a new head coach, Coach Bill Reagans, a former Suwanee High School football player who also
Suwanee County,
went on to play at Florida State University and did his graduate assistant also at Florida State University, did a little coaching around the region. He was the defensive coordinator with Tim Coakley over in Colquitt County a few years ago, and tonight he is the head man at Leon High School.
And Leon High School, Bill, is the oldest football program in the nation.
Nope, state.
No, according to what I read, they started playing football in 1916.
Yeah, but I think the other high schools were playing before then. But anyway, that it is a long, long time.
94 years of playing football.
That's a long time to have a program. And like I said, they've been such a storied program with their wins and their successes that they've had in the last 30 years.
Anyway, they are here tonight. Coach Bill Reagans, you heard Bill talk about, played at Live Oak there in Suwanee County. And it just turns out that our head man, Coach Randy McPherson, was an assistant when Coach Bill Reagan was in his senior year. And they might have served on a staff together at some time or another during Coach Mack's career. I think he was there with him at Madison for just a little bit. And then he moved on. And I thought maybe this might be his first trip, but as Coach Mack told us, nope, he was with Tim Coakley over in Moultrie for a couple of years. So Coach Reagan, no stranger to Martin Stadium, and however his Lions will be.
Yeah, this is the first time also that a school outside the state of Georgia has come to play Lowndes High School at Martin Stadium, and I believe it's probably the first time that Lowndes High School has ever played an out-of-state team, regardless of whether here or away.
So, and we'll have to go take us a little bit of research on that.
Absolutely. I want to remind everybody that all the information about Lowndes High School and the Lowndes football program is available to you at www.thevikingvoice.com, your source for Lowndes High sports radio broadcast. Thevikingvoice.com is also the place where you can find all the season stats, rosters, and news you can't find anywhere else about Lowndes High Viking football, including archived games, coaches show broadcasts. When you visit thevikingvoice.com, you'll find a link to the 99.5 Kicks Country, and that is our home for all the football radio broadcasts. So if you can't get us on the radio, you can get us on the World Wide Web at thevikingvoice.com or directly at 995kickscountry.fm. Click the listen here, and before you know it, you'll be keeping up with your favorite team, the Lowndes High Vikings. Wes, I say let's take a little break now, and when we return, we'll talk a little bit about some state and national polls, some games that are going around the region, a little bit about stats from last week, and just generally get you ready for this game against the Leon Lions. We'll take a three-minute break when we come back. You're listening to Lowndes High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And back here at Martin Stadium, it is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame report right here on the Lowndes High Radio Network, 99.5 Kicks Country. Bill, let's take a look at last week's stats against McEachern, a game that our Vikings lost 22-23. First downs, we had 13. The Indians had 11. 43 carries for 223 yards. They had 34 carries for 109 yards. And remember, 60 of those came on one carry. Passing yardage, Cole was 5 of 8 for 71 yards, and they were 11 of 24 for 236. But there were four very long passing plays.
Yeah, they really were. I mean, we just got burnt right over the middle a couple of times. And, of course, the most costly was that one there as the time was running out in the fourth quarter, had the long play, put them into the position to have all the controversy that you've heard about all week. And for the final touchdown there with just a few seconds left by McEachran, allowed them to go ahead and go up 23-22.
And, well, you know, it's one of those things you can say, well, the clock did this and the clock did that, and if this would have happened and that would have happened, as I said last week, if a bullfrog had hit pockets, he'd carry 45, wouldn't be afraid of snakes and alligators. And the bottom line is second and 20 from the 10-yard line,
yep,
with a minute 53 to go. And no matter what happens, they get 90 yards down the field and score, whether they got in the end zone or not. You know, at this point in time, it doesn't matter. What does matter is our Vikings are 2-1. As Coach said, it doesn't affect the region standings, and doesn't affect anything else other than the fact we dropped in some polls and showed our boys, hey, this is what we've got to do when we go on the road.
Yeah, and it's been a long time since a team has really they've really outplayed our Vikings. As you talked about in the final stats there, of course, the Vikings ended up with 294 total yards of offense and McEachran with 345. We gave up 236 yards in the air by the McEachran quarterbacks. They had one touchdown. That long pass of 58 yards was the longest pass of the evening. And we're used to being outpassed a little bit, but not at that kind of ratio.
And I don't know if you've got it broken down there, Bill, what the first half stats were.
Well, I don't have the first half stats. I mean, the first half, I do have them from the week before. They are...
I mean, because I kind of wonder what the passing yardage was at halftime against McEachern.
Let's see. Go back and find our... There's the half right there. We were ahead 14-10. We had 33 yards passing. They had 77. And, again, we were up 14-10. Should have been up at least 14-7. We were going down, had an opportunity to score there late going into the half. Fumbled a center exchange. They were able to come back, long pass again, long run, got themselves down into position. And with 1 second left on the clock, they kicked a field goal, and they got that 10. And so we went into halftime 14-10.
Well, Coach has addressed some of the defensive issues this week. We talked about it. And we'll talk about those later on in the broadcast tonight, some changes that Coach has made to maybe help alleviate some of those long passes down the middle like McEachern had against us.
Yeah, and some of the things that we'll talk about, like I said, later, just before we get ready to kick this off, we'll give you the starting lineup, and there are going to be some changes, some young men that kind of got moved around. And no slight on these guys at all. The guys that you won't see starting tonight will still play. They just won't be starting just simply because they really haven't stepped up and played to the level that we had to play at in a game last week. And unfortunately, we paid for that. And, again, that's what football's about. That's what you learn as a player. You learn how to play as a team. You learn your limitations, and you learn to work within those limitations, and you still do your best. And as long as you've done your best, we're not going to hold anything against any of these young men, but you will see some changes tonight that will hopefully step up a position or two and give it a little extra edge that maybe we were missing in last week.
Bill, let's look at our overall stats through three games. Our leading ball carrier, number 29, Troy the Mailman Braswell, 37 carries for 281 yards. Next is number 11, Sam the Diesel Duncan, 32 carries for 214 yards. And then Mike Moore with 17 carries for 148 yards. Our leading receiver, number 25, Josh Clemens, he has 4 catches for 82 yards. Troy Braswell, again, 4 catches for 73 yards. Tyler Hunter, number 15, 3 catches for 68 yards. Kendall Coleman, the tight end, he had 3 catches for 62 yards. And he and Josh Clemens have 2 touchdowns apiece. And Kenny Durden, 1 catch for 61 yards. And those are our leading receivers.
You made the comment about Kendall Coleman. That's a young man we really missed last week. He injured his knee. We heard Coach McPherson say a week ago that was a big concern for this team, was that Kendall Coleman had some really, you know, some susceptible knees to going out. Well, he went out during practice a week ago and was not available to play last week against McEachern. Had he been, maybe we're talking about a different scenario. And I looked down there tonight. He's in a pair of shorts and his jersey tonight, so obviously he's not prepared and able to play again tonight. And hopefully those knees will get a little bit better. Having a tight end like that that can go down the field, make good catches for you, and he's a good blocker as well, you're really going to miss somebody like that.
All right, Coach, let's give the Gunslingers stats. Cole Parker, he's 17 of 29, no interceptions, 375 yards, and six touchdowns. He has a quarterback rating, Bill, of 235.
235 or two? Yeah, 235.5. So that's still a phenomenal record and a completion and an efficiency ratio for him to be able to be that successful. One of the things he doesn't do, and Coach McPherson talked about that, and I don't want to jinx it, but he doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. And this year so far, he's not thrown any.
And they have six touchdowns. Let's take a look, Bill, at our region standings. Right now, Valdosta 2-0, Lowndes at 2-1. Tift at 2-1, Coffey at 1-2, Colquitt at 0-3. Coaches poll, there was a big change in the coaches poll. Camden, the number one team in the state, of course still number one. North Gwinnett moved up to number two. They're at 3-0. Noonan, number three. Peachtree Ridge, number four. Brookwood, number five. McEachern moved up from 9th to 6th. Valdosta came in at 7. Stevenson at 8. Our Vikings dropped from number 2 to number 9. And Norcross rounds out the top 10. In the 8 Atlanta Journal poll, they've got Camden number 1, North Gwinnett number 2, Peachtree Ridge 3, Noonan 4, McEachern 5, our Vikings at 6, Stevenson at 7, Valdosta at 8, Brookwood at 9, and Woodstock at 10. The Atlanta Journal poll, the AP poll has Valdosta and Lowndes tied for 7th.
Okay. I want to remind everybody about the Locos Grill and Pub Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night from 6:45 until 8 o'clock. We have Coach McPherson along with some of the other coaches, along with a spotlight coach, and we also have the offense, defense, special teams player, our star insurance athlete of the week, and a lot of other players will take some time and come out to Locos on Tuesday night. So come out and support them. Come out and have a great meal at Locos Grill and Pub and witness the coaches show live. However, if you can't make it, you can always get it on 99.5 Kicks Country. I do want to thank our sponsors this year. Of course, Locos Grill and Pub, Coombs Heating and Air, Deloach Body Works, Hutchison Chiropractic Center, Star Insurance, R&S Sports, Waller Heating and Air, Luke Electrical Services, The Medicine Shop, Eagle Fire and Safety, and the Foot and Ankle Institute of South Georgia. And those are our sponsors for the Locos Grill and Pub Lowndes High Randy McPherson Show every Tuesday night during the season, 6:45 until 8.
Looking out on the sideline, looking to see if Marty had made it down on the sidelines yet. I don't see him down
there.
Oh,
I saw him a minute. There he is.
Yeah, I'm here,
there
guys.
Marty, give us our first report from the sidelines.
Well, I did want to say that I did have a chance to catch up with Kendall Coleman as y'all were talking to him earlier, or talking about him earlier. And he was able to run some this week. So he's hoping to be back in practice next week and hoping to be able to play next Friday.
How's the atmosphere down there on the sidelines after the game against McEachern last week?
Well, the skill players are out here warming up and everybody seems focused, but yet a little loose like they are normally this time of the night. But I just actually got down here on the field. I tell you, there's a very festive atmosphere outside. I made my way around the tailgate, and it's amazing how many people we have show up, 5:30, 6 o'clock, just got their tailgates. It's almost like a college atmosphere out there. All the food and the people just having a good time, enjoying fellowship, and that's Viking football at its best.
Yeah, I go out there as well, and nobody is a stranger. You're welcome at any of these tailgates. They'll call you up anytime, and oh, please, they got food to share. And I got invited to 2 or 3. Of course, couldn't make it out there with getting equipment and things set up, but always invitations to stop by some of the tailgate parties.
You're right, Bill. I actually got added to 2 email lists while I was out there, and I said, yes, let me know the menu and the time, and I'm here.
Exactly.
So, Marty, that's, I guess, one of the benefits of having the wireless mic and being the sideline guys. I get to eat.
We appreciate it. Every once in a while, you get good food and bring it up to us.
Marty, if you get a chance, don't forget to get out and get to Coach Reagan as he's out with the officials right now. Let's go ahead. You are listening to the Southeastern Credit Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll go ahead and take a three-minute break, and we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lounge High Football, 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers as we're here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show. And yeah. As Marty is making his way over to find Coach Reagan's and get us a little interview with him as he heads out there on the field. We got all
guys,
while
I look for Coach Reagan's, I will just tell you, I just was talking to a couple of the coaches, and A.J. Fluke is one of our defensive tackles, will be out tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he got cut by the chin strap this week, cut his shoulder a little bit. It was kind of a fluke thing. His the metal buckle just got caught underneath the sleeve, and he had some stitches.
Oh, wow.
So he'll sit out tonight, but he'll be back next week. Overall, he'll be okay.
Marty, that's either him sitting out there with the kicker or over there with the two officials on the 30.
I think I see him over here, so I'm trying to see if I can get a hold of him.
All righty. Marty heads that way to talk to Coach Bill Reagan's of the Leon Lions. And like I say, as Bill told you when we started broadcast, they were at one time one of the premier football teams in the state of Florida. They were the Valdosta of the state of Florida.
Yeah, they play in the 4A classification. Now, Florida has up to 6A classifications. I think Madison is, what, a double or triple A?
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of gives you an idea of size and community size. St. Thomas Aquinas out of Miami and Miami Central, those are 6A schools. And
speaking of Miami Central, how about that Camden-Miami Central game last Friday night?
That is a game that a lot of people, I being one of them, did not give Camden a lot of respect. I thought, yeah, they'll keep it close. They're a quality football team. Thought we'd have a good game there. But for them to come out and win the ball game, kudos to Camden County. They deserve that number one ranking in the state of Georgia right now.
And kicked the field goal with just a couple of seconds to go. I tell you what, Bill, while we're waiting on Marty, I'll talk about some games that's going on around our area. Peachtree, of course, a game of interest that everybody's going to watch tonight is going to be Peachtree Ridge and Noonan, the number 3 and 4 teams in the state as Peachtree Ridge goes down to play Noonan at their place. Of course, our Lounge Vikings, 2-1 on the year, ranked 9th in the state, hosting Leon out of Tallahassee. Leon, which beat Godby 26-7 last Friday night. Valdosta, the number 7 team in the state. Okay, go ahead, Marty.
Guys, yeah, I got Coach Reagan's down here. Coach Reagan's, thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us. And of course, Coach, I know this is Leon's first trip up here to Martin Stadium, but you've been here before and you're familiar with it. And of course, Coach Mack told us that you played for him and actually coached with him, so you're very familiar with Coach Mack. He even went as far as saying that you were almost like family to him. So what's it going to be like tonight coaching across the sidelines from family?
It'll be good. I'm excited about it. I told Coach Lankford, I coached with Steve Lankford, and he and I were assistants for Randy, and it's good to just, you know, be able to look across the field and know you don't have to just despise your opponent, you know, because you got friends. Well, Randy and I are great friends. He's a great guy, you know, and a heck of a ball coach, excuse me. Just excited to be up here, man. They're very hospitable. The place is immaculate. I remember coming here when I was in Moultrie, and it was still grass, and they had us over underneath the visiting bleachers, and they built all the end zone and turf the field. It looks great around here.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you saying that. And of course, we know you got to a good start last week. You had a big win against Godby, 27-7. Talk to us a little bit about your team and how they prepared for tonight and how they responded from last week's win.
Well, it was a big win for us. Anytime you can beat one of your city rivals, you know, it's Lounge Valdosta, that type of rivalry. We have a couple of them in Tallahassee, but our kids, you know, we had to come down quick off of that high and go back to work because Lounge has got a great ball club. Our kids worked hard, and that, you know, that's kind of, learning under Coach McPherson, I want that to be the trademark of my ball team. They're going to come out and play hard to the last whistle of the ball game. I mean, you know, we didn't really do anything different. We worked hard all week and had a good week of practice. We'll see how it turns out.
Coach, I know your offense, of course, led by your quarterback, number 15, Riley DeVore. From what I understand, you also have a highly recruited offensive line prospect in Trey Braun. talk to us a little bit about those two young men, and who are some other guys that we need to keep an eye out for tonight?
Well, I mean, those two guys, they'll walk out for the coin toss. They've been leaders of our ball team for the last couple of years. Just great young men. First one in the door, last to leave. Everything you ask of them, they're doing it. You can't say enough good things about those kind of kids. And again, those kind of kids we've tried to build our program around. We have some young receivers. We have a couple other receivers that are older. Justin Dixon's going to have a big year for us. Jaron Colson Green, we're looking for big things from. Got a young tight end that we're expecting to have a good year for us. We only have 14 seniors, so we got some good senior leadership. But all in all, we're a fairly young team, so we're excited about the future.
Coach, how valuable is the experience of getting to go on the road, to another state? You mentioned the atmosphere here. How valuable is that experience for these young men, and how will that help you later down the road?
Well, hopefully, like I said, we're preparing for the playoffs. That's the goal of any ball team wants their way to whatever you want to weigh them in. They're preparing for the playoffs every year, and this is a big game atmosphere and a great stadium, that's going to be packed, and it's going to be electric tonight, and it'll hopefully prepare us for the playoffs.
Well, Coach, I know that's your goal, and I know you'll probably be there, so good luck tonight and in the playoffs, and we'll hope to see you next year.
Yes, sir.
Guys, there you have it. Coach Reagan.
Thank you, Marty Rogers, our old sideline down there patrolling the sidelines for us here on the Viking Radio Network. Earlier, I had a chance to sit down and talk with Coach Mack and get his thoughts about tonight's ball game. And with that, let's go to the coach's corner and to hear what Coach McPherson has to say about tonight's ball game with the Leon Lions.
This one with Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, Leon Lions, Leon High School, beat Godby 26-7 last Friday night. They are the oldest high school to be playing football in the United States. 94 consecutive years, got a lot of tradition down there. But I believe this is, correct me if I'm wrong, this is their first trip up to the friendly confines of the Concrete Palace.
I think it is. I think it's our first meeting, Wes.
Coach, tell us a little bit about Leon. We know they've got some good offensive linemen. One guy, Trey Braun, number 78, he's headed to Georgia Tech. That seems to be the strength of their team, is that big offensive line they've got up front.
It is, Wes. They like to run the ball behind him. He's a good lineman. They got good skill people, and they also like to throw the ball down the field.
Coach, we talked Tuesday night, they run out of the I formation. Are they primarily a running team or a passing team?
Well, it looks, Wes, to me like we've got two films and a scrimmage. I would have to say 60 run, 40 pass.
Coach, you're real familiar with Bill Reagans, their head coach. I had a chance to talk with him and visit with him, and that you actually coached him his senior year in high school.
Yes, sir, I did.
And I'll tell him, I said, Coach McPherson doesn't look old enough to have coached you, and you don't look old enough to have to be coaching as long as he had, but he's a pretty good football coach.
He is a very good coach. He's got a good staff, and he was an excellent player in high school and in college. Mickey Andrews signed him to be one of his defensive backs his senior year, and he played well at Florida State.
Now, is this the first time that you have actually coached against a player, somebody that you actually coached?
As a head coach, I think so. Bill was also at Moultrie for a while. This isn't Bill's first trip over here.
Coach, tell us a little bit about their defense.
They run a 4-2-5, Wes. It's probably going to look more like an 8-man front against us. A lot of speed, well-coached. We're going to have to maintain blocks and, iron out that quarterback-center exchange problem we had last week.
I know you're glad to be back home tonight in the friendly confines of the Concrete Palace.
Yes, sir.
Big crowd. Looks like we're going to have a big crowd tonight. Coach, everybody healthy and ready to play?
Everybody's ready to go.
Well, Coach, thank you for taking time out to visit with us, and we'll see you two tonight at Loco's Grill and Pub to talk about another great Lions high victory.
Back at Martin Stadium, it is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame report right here on Kicks Country 99.5. It is the Vikings Radio Network. Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Bill, we'll pick up where we left off. We were looking at games around the region. Ballas, of course, Lowndes versus Leon. We talked about Peachtree Ridge and Noonan tonight, number 3 against number 4. Valdosta 2-0, ranked 7th in the state. They're home tonight against Lincoln High School, which has turned in the last few years into a pretty good power in Tallahassee of its own right.
Yeah, I was going to say, now, do you have Valwood in here too?
Yes, I'll get there.
Well, guess where Valwood's going?
They're going to Tallahassee.
Almost, to Quincy. So it's kind of the Valdosta schools playing the Tallahassee schools.
Tifts County, 2-1 on the year. They're home tonight against number 8, Stevenson, 2-0. And Bill, I'm going to tell you what, that don't look real good for your Blue Devils.
I don't know. Stevenson always has such good Division I athletes. They play really well. Now, they if you get next to them early, you can kind of shake their confidence up. Tift County is playing pretty good, but I have to say that I'm afraid that Stevenson will come out victorious, but Tiff County's got them at home. That's one advantage.
Coffee 1-2 on the year there at Appling County tonight. Appling 1-1. That should take Coach Ken Eldridge's team should pick up another win as they go up to Appling. Coswick County, which is 0-3 on the year, they're home tonight against Westlake out of Atlanta. Westlake 1-1. Looked at the teams they played. The teams Westlake has played and beat and played and lost. I think Coswick picks up its first win of the year. Brantley County 0-2. I mean Berrien County 0-2. Ryan Branch's Rebels there over at Brantley County, which is also 0-2. Somebody's going to get them a win tonight. I hope it's Ryan Branch's Rebels over the Brantley County Ditch Chickens.
Yep.
Ditch Brooks Chickens. County is, you know why they call them the Ditch Chickens?
No, go, I got to hear this.
Because of the Brantley County Blue Herons.
Okay.
And you always find a heron where?
In the ditch.
In the ditch. So they call them the Ditch Chickens over there.
Okay.
Maurice Brooks is, Maurice Freeman, Brooks County Trojans, 0-2 on the air. They're home tonight against Pelham. Pelham lost to Thomasville 36-0. Pelham 1-1. And I think Maurice Freeman gets his first win of the year. Another big game, Bill. Another big game. Clinch County 2-0. They're home tonight against Wilcox. Wilcox 2-0. Wilcox averaging 35 points a game. And that is a matchup of last year's semifinal game. And that'll be interesting. Of course, now Wilcox in the same region with Clinch. Cook County 2-0. They're at Worth County. Worth County's 2-0. And you can't say, well, we can take Worth County lightly because Worth County beat Fitzgerald in double overtime, 32-26, the first game of the year. Lanier County also 2-0. Bill, and that's a big surprise to everybody, the Bulldogs 2-0. They're at Charlton County tonight. Charlton 2-0, averaging 40 points a game. And I don't know if the Bulldogs strong enough to hold with McWhorter's Indians or not.
I don't know. They've surprised a lot of people. We'll see.
And then Bowwood 2-0. They're at a Monroe Day over in Quincy, Florida. Tomorrow at 6:30, it is the Valdosta State Blazers, 1-0 on the year. They're at Newberry. Newberry is also 1-0. That's a 6:30 airtime, 6 o'clock pregame. Dick Rocky and Tom Odom will have all that for you. I'm not making a trip. I'm staying home this weekend.
Yeah, I heard you were, and I tell you, there's a lot of college football going on tomorrow afternoon. So tonight, fans, when you get done with this game, get your good night's rest because it starts about noon, and it goes all night long. Of course, the VSU-Newberry game, that will be on the radio.
And VSU looking to extract a little revenge against Newberry because Newberry handed them an opening season loss last year. And of course, the last time they were Valdosta State was up at Newberry. David Dean had it was a lot of home cooking, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I want to tell our fans also about thevikingboys.com, our webpage. There's a site, there is a page on there called the alumni page. You need to check it out. We are keeping up with all of our former Lounge High Viking football players that are playing on a college team right now. And from the oldest right now is a redshirt senior, Doug Belk, is the starting quarterback at Carson Newman. They're 1-1 on the season. And Doug has done a great job his first two games. He's thrown a touchdown pass. He's run for two touchdowns. And just having a great senior season as the starting quarterback at Carson Newman. We've got Kelly Dawsey doing very well at West Georgia. We got, of course, Greg Reed at Florida State. If you haven't been under a log the last week, you'll know what he did against Samford University as a grand back, a 74-yard punt return for a touchdown. But a big surprise was Telvin Smith. Telvin Smith got in as a true freshman playing on defense as well as special teams. Had some great key hits in the game as well. Gerald Demps at Florida State University played a lot of special teams. I found out today he was a little bit not feeling very well Saturday and a little sore throat. It may have been a reason you didn't see him on defensive sets, but nonetheless had a great night. You got Darius Perry is going to open up this week at Florida Atlantic, and then all the other players that are around as well as Stevie Harden at Valdosta State. He had an interception last Saturday. So go to thevikingvoice.com. Go to the alumni page. We'll update that every week, give you updates on what these guys are doing and how their years are going at their respective colleges.
Well, Bill, before we take us another three-minute break, you were speaking of Greg Reed returning the punt. You know what he did before he returned the punt?
What'd he do?
Jimbo says they ain't kicking in the ball. I'm going to put it in his hands, put him in the backfield, and let him play quarterback.
Yeah, ran that little wildcat that's become so popular across the college ranks as well as the NFL ranks. He picked up 8 yards on that carry, and the only touch of the game offensively. But Coach Jimbo Fisher intends to use Greg Reed more often. And we as fans of the Vikings, we know what excitement level Greg Reed brings to a football field. And the fans of Florida State University are finding out that as well. And Greg Reed will have another phenomenal year as a sophomore at Florida State University.
All righty. You are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame report. We'll be right back after this three-minute break on the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame report here on the Viking Radio Network. Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sideline somewhere or another. Where are you, Marty?
Wes, here comes.
I'm down here in the corner.
Here comes the Georgia Bridgeman. Stop. Look. Listen. Here come the Georgia Bridgeman.
All right, Bill, you got us some starting lineups for the Lions.
Yeah, just kind of roughly what we've not absolutely sure, but we should see number 5, Ja'Cory Ivory. Number 20, Josh Haynes. Number 21, Dondarius Brown. And number 10, Jawan Nelms. Also number 6, Justin Dixon. Number 36, Landon Williams. Number 51, Jay Foster. Linebacker, number 57, Will Moore. Out on the defensive line, number 90, Rodney Jones. Number 78, Trey Braun. Number 77, Christian Davis. And number 99, John Dilks. And that should be your starting defense for the Leon Lions. Offensively, the quarterback, number 15, Raleigh DeVore. Running back, number 10, Jawan Nelms. Also running back, number 25, Roanne Thorpe. And we had another one, too. Wide receiver will be number 85, Kenny Gaucher. Also at tight end, number 84, Dakota Godfrey. Their offensive line will be number 62, the center, Zach Roberts. Number 78, Trey Braun. Number 64, Parker Grant. Number 60, Francis Akinaseya. And number 77, Christian Davis.
All righty. And, of course, our offensive lineup is probably is going to stay just about the same. Bill, let's talk about our defensive lineup because that's where the change is. Who will play in the place of A.J. Flukas, Nasty Fluke?
Okay, A.J. Flukas on the defensive line, you'll see somebody that will take his place will be Lenerick Rollins, number 50, should take that spot on the right tackle. James Mathis will be at the other tackle, and, of course, Justin Wilson at the nose. On the defensive end, Josh Clemens has been a total terror, but you will see him move to the strong side linebacker tonight.
Yep.
And Chris Scurry will move from that strong side over to the weak side. Then we'll have at defensive end Matt Frazier, Dale McBurrow, Dylan Roberts as well, kind of interchanging there.
Well, and Tim St. Fort is moving from the weak side to Clemens' defensive end.
And Tim St. Fort will move down there to that defensive end. The safety will be Tyler Hunter along with Geraldo Orta. And, of course, Ken Durden and Kerry Stanley will be your other guys out there on the edge. Let's take a one-minute break while we have the national anthem here at Martin Stadium. We'll be right back.
Actually, let's take a two-minute break.
All right, 2 minutes. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, and Marty Rogers. We're about, 7 minutes away from the pregame, from the kickoff here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame report. And, Bill, we were talking about the fact that we have taken a 6'5 defensive end, Josh Clemens, moved him to strong side linebacker, have taken Chris the Shredder Scurry and moved him from strong side to the weak side, and take Tim St. Fort and moved him to the linebacker spot, defensive end spot. And probably you're going to see, starting in place of Makian Padgett tonight, you're probably going to see Tyler Hunter starting back at free safety.
Yeah, and as I alluded to earlier in the broadcast, Makian Padgett is the guy kind of left out of this loop. Makian Padgett will still play. He has not stepped up to the level that we needed him to right now, and needs an opportunity to develop and do a few more things. But he's one of those company guys, as Coach McPherson always calls these guys. They're company guys. They're here. They work hard. They wait their turn. They do what they're supposed to. And Mikeyon still does all of those things. And Mikeyon will still get some opportunities. But sometimes when you've got a really big, fast, big-body receiver, Mikeyon, as was obvious against McEachran, not able to really keep up at that level. And as a result, gave up some big plays. And that's the result of what you're going to see tonight. Again, Mike Eon is still a part of this team and integral part of this team as well, and he'll do real well.
And, Bill, last week our offensive player of the week was Sam Duncan. Defensive player was Josh Clemens. Our special teams player was Hang Time, old Jed Solomon. And on the scout team for the second week in a row, Rodney Jefferson. And I'm going to tell you what, he gets it again, Bill. We're going to bring him, we're going to bring him to Locos and feed him.
That's
and speaking
right.
of Locos, on Tuesday night at 6:45, it is the Randy McPherson Lambs High Coaches Show at Locos Grill and Pub, doing it live on 99.5 Kicks Country. We invite you to be there, and you get a chance to register to win a free meal courtesy of Bill and I, and invite you to come there. We'd like to thank all our folks, Locos Grill and Pub, Coombs Heating and Air, Deloach Body Works, Hutchison Chiropractic Clinic, and Star Insurance, along with R&S Sports, Waller Heating and Air, Luke Electric, The Medicine Shop, Eagle Fire and Safety, and the Foot and Ankle Institute of South Georgia. Those folks make it possible to bring you the Lounge High Coaches Show and invite you to be there on Tuesday night to watch that. Besides, they've got real good meals. They got healthy. I found something healthy. We had it. We went there for lunch yesterday.
Right.
And I had something healthy. And I know what I can have when I go there, and it be healthy, because, Bill, I've got to lose some weight.
We all do. The captains now begin to make their way out onto the field for the Vikings. Our captains tonight will be number 51, Michael Van Buren, number 41, Tim St. Fort, number 26, Geraldo Orta, and number 29, Troy Braswell. Across the way, can't quite make out some numbers, but from the judging of the first one in line, I'd have to say that's number 78, the offensive lineman, Trey Braun, and we'll confirm that. Yes, that is. Trey Braun is one of the captains, along with number 15, that's their quarterback, Raleigh DeVore.
Number 21.
Number 21 is Dondrius Brown.
And 99.
And number 99 is John Dilks, one of their defensive linemen.
And they head on the field. Old sideline, Marty Rogers, heads out with them. He was talking with the superintendent, Dr. Steve Smith. Like to thank Southeastern Federal Credit Union for being the pregame and postgame sponsor of the pregame and postgame here on the Viking Radio Network. Let's go down to the sidelines, an old sideline, Marty Rogers.
Let's see, Marty, here we go.
Relaying a message to
one of the photographers.
To Mr. Rao, the photographer.
All right, here we go.
Enough to have Colonel Roos here tonight with us, an Air Force base here, Military Appreciation Night. I got a special coin we're going to flip, okay? That's in honor of 9/11 right there. There's an inscription on the back, eagle with a tear, and the Twin Towers on the front, okay? You're the visiting team. I'm going to let you call it, and I'm going to let him flip it. We're going to let it land, and we'll go from there, okay? Colonel, if you will. You guys ready?
Yes, sir. Heads.
He called in. Alright, that is tails, okay?
Stop! Stop! Look! Listen! Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings!
And Marty, the team was coming out onto the field. Who did win the toss?
We won the toss, and we elected to receive. So we will be receiving with our back to the band, starting off the game tonight.
All right. Thank you, Marty.